Father, we thank you. We bless your name. We honor you. We give this moment to you. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll start off with Ephesians chapter 4. Receive it. Ephesians chapter 4, as we do always. There's a couple of things we're going to touch on tonight, too. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1, I therefore, prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit of bond and of peace. There is one body and one spirit, even as you are called, and one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Verse 7, but unto every one of us is given grace. And I want you to notice what I'm about to say, and then we'll read. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Just underline that whole scripture, verse 7. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. According to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore, he said, when he ascended upon high, he led captivity captive, and then did what? Come on, wake up. Well, he did what? He gave gifts unto men. Now, I'm to assume it's the same gift he's talking about here. All right? Because right after he starts talking, he said, unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore, he said, when he ascended upon high, he led captivity captive, and gave gifts unto men. In verse 11, you notice how one, it says, and he gave some, he's talking about the gifts, not the spiritual gifts, the fivefold ministry gifts. Y'all see this? And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Now, what I'm going to talk to you about tonight, the church today, for the most part, doesn't like to follow this part, what I'm about to say tonight. And a lot of people, we're doing better with it in government. And government is a powerful thing, but a lot of people have a problem with this. We're at an age now where, Old Testament was, Adam and Eve messed up, Old Testament was, you had to hear from the prophet of God. You had to hear from Moses. Or you had to hear from Noah had to say a word. You had to hear from anybody that was leading at the time. Whoever God spoke to, that's who you had to hear from. They wasn't hearing directly from God. They wasn't having their own personal relationship. They had to have a relationship through the prophet of God. Y'all remember that, right? So you got the commandments, all the different things. So now Jesus comes, right? He comes and he sets everything back in order. The Lord told me the other day when Jesus resurrected, and on the third day resurrected, he put everything back to the Garden of Eden like it was before. He said everything went back. You say, well, the world, well, everything went back. But determine on how you facing it, whether it's the Garden of Eden or if it's the curse for you. All right? So everything went back. So now remember, Jesus made a statement. Jesus said, I didn't come to do away with the law. I came to fulfill it. All right? Are y'all with me? And so today we have this... We're free, and we have this freedom mindset. So because we have this freedom mindset, everybody wants to go to God. Like, you just want to go to God. You just want to, ain't no more man of God. We want to go to God. I pray in tongues, my gift. I got my own personal tongues. I can read my own personal time. God talked to me, too. And let me say this before I jump really into it. I'm sympathetic to a lot of people for feeling this way that I'm saying, that they don't really like what I'm about to talk about tonight, because the church has been jacked up for years. Amen. The church has been off whack, out of sync, full of sin, full of foolishness, full of games, full of, you name it, the church done had it. The church done had it more than the streets had it. Because it's worse because it's supposed to be better in the church. So now you're even more deceptive that you're doing it in the church. There's been no order. There's been no government. There's been pastors everywhere without apostles. There have been prophets prophesying to people without an apostolic government or apostolic order. And so now they're getting out of order. If there's no order, trust me, you'll be out of order. So now you got all these different people with all these different gifts. I don't negate a lot of gifts that God has given. God has given gifts. Different people have different giftings. But if there's no order and there's no government in place, then the gift can be out of order. You can misuse the gift. And so I understand why people feel this way, but people have a problem with having to go through man to get to God. People have a problem with having to have a man of God to receive something from God as a whole. Right here he says, verse 7, but unto every one of us is given what? What he gave us? Grace. Give everybody grace. Everybody say grace. Grace. You know, we've been on grace lately. We're on grace, right? He's given us grace, right? But he's given us grace according to the measure of the gift. He just throw out grace. Grace ain't just out there, just willy-nilly a magic trick in the air. He's given grace according to the measure of the gift. In the next scripture, he starts talking about he gave gifts unto me. And he starts talking about the gifts that he gave apostles and prophets and pastors, evangelists, pastors, teachers. Right? You won't access grace unless you do it through a man. You won't be able to access the grace of God and everything that God wants to supply for you in grace that he's done for you already unless you do it through a man that God has given you. My God. Many times we think that, and people have a problem with this, many times we think that grace is just something up in the air. And I know that grace, right? Grace is already done, right? Everybody says it's already done. So grace is already done. So the next thing we have to do is grace and faith, right? Now, faith is we appropriate our faith. We do the work and appropriate our faith to grace in order to receive what God has already done, right? But it's not you appropriating something in the air. Let's take your giving for example. Well, where are you gonna give it if you don't give it to a man? Come on, take the money out your pocket, throw it up in there, and say, "Bless it, Lord." Do it. Come on, appropriate it to the air. Grace ain't just sitting up here in the air. He's administered grace through the gifts. My God. Listen, I'm going to teach you something about government tonight. It's going to be powerful. I'm going to teach you something about government. And so we can line up and then be beneficial. We can get everything that God has for us. Through the gifts. Everybody say through the gifts. Through the gifts. Come on, say it again. Say through the gifts. Now, the Lord told me something the other day. The Lord said I have to use man for everything that I do. Just imagine if God would have started doing the plagues when the children of Israel were locked up in Egypt and he just started doing plagues without using a man. Just started making plagues. Just turn the water into blood, send the locusts, the hailstorm, everything that happened. You remember y'all know the plagues, right? Just imagine if God just started doing plagues and didn't use a man to bring a message. It would have been confusion. Nobody would have known what was going on. There would have been no liberty and no freedom. The children of Israel would have never gotten out of there because they just thought it was something they fighting through. Right. So God had to use a man to administer freedom. But if never one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ, wherefore he said, when he ascended upon high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men, jumped out. Verse 9, I know we read it, descended down in verse 10. Verse 11, he gave some apostles and some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. He gave that to administer grace. Go back over to chapter 3. Flip back over to chapter 3. I think it's chapter 3. Chapter 3, verse 1. It says, for this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles, if you have heard the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given to you, given me to you. Oh, y'all see that, huh? Oh, no, look at that. If you have heard of the dispensation of grace, of the grace of God, which is given me to you. My God. What does that mean? Look at it. It don't take a lot of supernatural deciphering to figure that out. The dispensation of the grace that was given to me, to you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How that by revelation, he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote in the four and few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Verse 5, you read it. Ready, read. Read it again. Go ahead. You go get some revelation on yourself. I ain't got to do a lot of talking tonight. You're going to get it ready to read.
Which is of ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto the holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit.
But revealed to the holy apostles. It wasn't known by men. But it was revealed. It is now revealed unto, no, it's revealed to the church. It was revealed to the all men. It was revealed to the people. What? Who was revealed to? The holy apostles. Yeah, holy apostles, right? Holy, come on, don't leave no words out now. Because when I see them start doing that, then I see they got some people wearing the name, may not be, okay, we ought to go there right now. But the holy apostles and prophets. Y'all see that? It was revealed to them. Remember when you asked Peter, Who do men say that I am? He said, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'm going to build my church. On the apostle. I was sitting on my group meeting. You got a group meeting now. We do it. We do the prayer. We send it in our prayers. And I'm reading this, and I said, hold up. I said, this scripture told me when we was reading that day, I said, this scripture told me that there's some things that I'm not going to get unless I get it through the apostle and the prophets.
Come on.
We're in this freedom age. You know, I'm a royal priesthood. You know, I'm a chosen generation. God loves me. You know, and we're on this side of the New Testament. And we understand. So we sometimes can be if you're not in government, and you're not in order, and you're not connected to somebody, and have submitted to somebody, and is under proper leadership, you can use your redemption as rebellion. Or what you call your redemption could turn into you being a rebel because you don't want to follow instructions. You don't want to be in order. You don't want to be submitted. People of God, I just want to submit this to you today that you cannot bypass God's man.
Amen.
There is no bypass. There is no bypass of the process. God will connect you to who he's connected you to your pastor, and your pastor should have an apostle, and he'll connect you to different people in evangelists and different people in lined up in the government with you, but you cannot bypass God's man. How is it that he's going to do it? How can he do it without a man? Without a vessel? Without somebody to administer the grace through? So many times we can be trying to receive from the grace of God and receive what's already done, but we just trying to receive it out the air instead of going through our. You know, sometimes when your apostles speak, that's God speaking to you.
Right.
No, that's sometimes, all the time. That's not all the time. So I was talking to somebody the other day and they said, oh, I got to wait to God tell me. He told you just now.
Amen. That's good.
You get it? See, and this is why we have to be keen in our training and our learning of government and pay attention, because God is going to begin to use us in that way. I don't know what God has called you to do, but I don't need you to be everywhere else in mind and not be able to hear God for the people.
Amen.
It's a grave responsibility. So when apostles, that's God right there. What you want? That's him right there. What else you want? You looking for another? No, it's right here. He just said it to you. You want the word from the Lord? Right there, he's going to give it to you. If God got a word, a lot of times he's going to deliver it by your man of God in the service if you're listening.
That's right.
You ain't got to go to counseling.
Amen.
He's going to do it right there.
Yeah.
If the answer ain't getting met in the service, then maybe that ain't your service. You cannot bypass the man, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men. as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. So now I'm sitting there, just now I'm reading, he gave gifts and administered grace by the gifts. And I, let me go over Romans. Let me see. I'm gonna make sure I got my right scripture. Romans. It's Romans chapter 5. Yeah, go over to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, we started at verse 12, and I'll do a little reading. Even, God had to use a man to save you. Well, think about it. God had a lot of, I mean, he's God. He could have done it a lot of different ways if he, you know what I'm saying? Like, I guess if he had another plane, he could have sent an angel and did something. You know what I'm saying? He could have did it some other kind of way. He could have came down and just thought, I don't know what, but God used a man. The Bible said the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. This is scripture says, verse 12, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men for that all have sinned. Y'all see that? Now I keep reading, I had to read through that, but then we jump down to verse 15. But not as the offense, so now let me just read through. I can't skip over there. Verse 13, for until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned over the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. Y'all see that? For if through the offense of one man, one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, has abounded unto many. Are y'all seeing that? So now by one man, everybody say one man. I'm saying man for a reason. Say one man.
One man.
By one man sinning into the world. Came in, the whole thing got cursed. But here it says, for through the office of one, many be dead. Much more the grace of God, right? Everybody say the grace of God.
Grace.
And the gift by grace. The gift. Everybody say the gift.
The gift.
Come on, everybody say the gift.
The gift.
The gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, has abounded unto many. Well, I now get it. Now I get it. Because you remember we talked about Jesus walking all fivefold ministry gifts. Now I get it when he says, when the scripture says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel.
Yeah.
The gospel of what? Grace.
My God.
You're ministering the gospel of grace. Mm-hmm. How else? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because the priests rejected knowledge. It says, how would they know except there be a teacher?
Right.
My God.
You administer grace. You administer grace. Further on in the chapter in Ephesians 4, it says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. But that which is good to the edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearer. Minister, minister. What's another word for minister? To pass out. Oh, so we passing out. Are y'all understanding me? So right here it says, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, has abounded unto many. I understand again now why he said, go you know the world. I understand why he said, the works that I do shall you do also. And greater works than these because I go unto my Father. I understand what's going on now. See, we jump to, everybody say it's deeper. Many times the scripture and what God is saying is much deeper than what you're seeing. That's why the Bible says the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. That's why you have to be escorted by the Holy Ghost into the deep things, or you'll be a surface Christian for the rest of your life. You'll be skimming off the top, and you'll never reach the deep part, the rich part. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
So now he's talking about when he says, go you tell the world, when he says, the works that I do, so you do also, and greater works than these, I go unto my Father. What he's saying is, it's more of us, and we'll be passing out the grace that he's already bought for us. We're passing him out. You remember, Jesus is grace. Grace is Jesus. Right. It's like when we talk about the gospel of grace, we're talking about the gospel of Christ.
Right.
Are y'all with me? So now what he's saying is we are passing out grace now, but before we can pass something out, we have to. Can't give you nothing I ain't got. Huh? I can't pass nothing out to anybody else that I have not received. So now we got government. Now we talking about connection. Now we talking about the upline. Where's your connection? Because the grace has been administered through the men. For grace unto many. He's talking about many, many people. Many people. It's not grace in the air and everybody can jump up and grab it. No, it's got to be administered. Oh, it's a free gift. But are you connected? There are some things, I'm going to say it again. There are some things that are supplied for you in the grace of God. It's already done. It's already there for you. But where's your faith? Where's your faith? Where is your appropriation of your faith? Do you really believe in your man of God? I got a couple conversations I need to have with a few people that are close around me, because I want to understand because I don't understand. I want to talk to them and say, what's wrong with you? What's your problem? What's the matter? Because God has given you a man of God. God has given you an apostle, and you treat it regular. God has given you an apostle, but you act like it's just a regular another man. That's how I ask them, well, why are you not digging more? Why are you not listening more? Why are you not hearing more? Why you ain't tearing LeroyTom.tv up? Why you ain't reading all these books till the paper come out the back of the books and then read them again? Why? What's wrong with you? You think everything's okay? You think you're good enough already? The truth is, if you ain't doing more, then you believe that everything is okay. Because with your belief comes your work. With your belief comes your action. We can talk about another. With your belief comes your action. If you ain't acting it out, you don't believe it's out.
Come on now.
You think everything all good? It ain't all good. And so the pressure, and so to push you to do more. I want to ask a couple people what's wrong with them, because they're trying to get grace another way. They're trying to receive everything God got for them instead of pressing into what God done gave them already. He gave a gift. See, like Apostle Thompson, he's a gift. God gave us that gift. I appreciate it. I thank God. Listen, now I'm over this. I'm not even talking about because he's my daddy. I appreciate that God has let me live at the same time that he decided to drop this man off.
Amen.
Because now it's a gifting. And so every time I hear him, it's ministering grace. There are some things that I would have never known. Can I be honest?
Yes, sir.
Sometimes I think I'm smart. Mm-hmm. You too. Amen. Amen. Come on, say amen, everybody. Amen. Amen. Sometimes I think I got a revelation. You ever read something like, this the one right here? Mm-hmm. This the one. Listen, I don't know where we're going to go from here. This the revelation. And then you just sit down for a couple minutes. And he start bop, 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 bop. And in like 22 seconds, no joke, bop, he done hit you with something that you have never heard before, but you've been reading the scripture. You've been reading, and you prayed in tongues about the scripture too. You shouted out, you prayed about an hour and a half. Shut up about that one scripture. You said all the prayer. Holy Spirit revealed to me. If any man lack wisdom, teach me wisdom about this scripture. And you thought, God will not let you bypass. Because he's trying to show you something. All right, now if we can get that, if you can get that, he's not going to bypass the man. Why would he give gifts, and why would he put government in place for to allow you to bypass
right,
the government? And it's something that he's trying to teach you. He didn't even let Jesus come into this earth without entering through mankind. Coming out the womb just like we all did. That's the way he did it. Are y'all understanding me?
Yes.
So you cannot. So now this whole chapter, go back to Ephesians 4 now. Now this whole thing has a whole nother understanding to me now. Now I'm seeing, and it's not that I didn't know anything about the gifts, but now Now I'm seeing that this thing is, let me get back to this chapter. My Bible jumping everywhere. Now I see what this thing is saying to me. So now when I read it again, I understand. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. According to the measure of the gift of Christ. According to the measure of the gift of Christ. Now, a pastor will have problem administering grace if he's not connected to an apostle. He'll be holding some grace back from his people. Teachers, evangelists, prophets. There'll be a problem. See, it's all about connection. You know, this whole thing is talking about till we all come into the unity of the faith. And announces, right. Every joint supplies. You know that's what he's talking about, right? He's talking about the compact, the infection working of every part, the compact, the joints being compacted. It keeps talking about that because he's talking about connection. You cannot bypass connection. There is no such thing as renegade grace. There is no such thing as renegade increase. You cannot bypass the process. Are y'all understanding me? So the grace is administered by the gifts. It's by the one gift, Jesus Christ, right? Unto many. But what he did was pass it out to his apostles and his prophets and said, deliver it to my people. Now, the beautiful thing about this, when you're connected to an apostle, you're apostolic. Amen. Everybody say amen. So when I'm connected, I don't have to be the apostle. Everybody, I don't even talk about chief apostle. I don't have to be the apostle. I just want to be connected to the apostle. If I can be connected to the apostle, then I can have apostolic grace upon me, which means I can administer apostolic grace. But through connection. I cannot bypass connection. So there's ministries, there's churches, there's people that's failing every day because they're trying to bypass connection. They're trying to go another way, but there's one way. The only way. Jesus said, I am. The way that Jesus set it up is the way that it's supposed to go. Huh? The way that Jesus set everything in order is the way that things have to go. And so keep it in order. So you cannot bypass the man. You know, grace, let me tell you something about grace. Grace has everything that you could have ever, you know, you need to say exceeding abundantly above all that you could ask or think, right? Yeah. Because grace has all of that before you could even think about it. It's all in there. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. My ways are higher than your ways. All that's in grace. Grace, you can't even comprehend what grace is. We have to define grace in certain ways for our feeble minds, but our minds can't encompass what grace is. It's just that wide and that deep. You understand me? It's just that massive. It has just that much stuff that you hadn't even thought about yet. You thought your dreams was big. God said, that ain't nothing. But now I'm saved. Ephesians 2. I'm saved what? By grace. How?
Through faith.
Through faith. I'm saved by grace. Through faith. But so grace, everything is already done. But now I've got to extend my arm of faith in order to receive the grace that's already there for me. Right? So scripture says, Jesus asked him, he asked the blind man, he said, do you believe that I can do this? They said, yeah, we believe. Well, according to your faith, be it unto you. What measure you meet, it's measured unto you. So could it possibly be that there's only a measure that I'm receiving of grace because I'm only giving enough faith towards it? I'm only giving so much faith towards that, towards the grace of God in that direction. So I'm only receiving so much. I'm really not receiving as much as I really could receive. So, all right, well, what's the problem in Montreal? Or what's the problem in why? What's the problem? Why? Well, it's a good question. I'm asking you, what is the problem? If you should be receiving more, why aren't you? Because it's being unto you according to your faith. So now, what's the measure of your faith? How much faith are you putting into it? Now watch this. I'll give you another one. What's the measure of faith that you're putting towards grace in order to receive it? So now we're talking about grace coming to the men of God. What's the measure of faith you got towards your man of God? You ready? Increase our faith. Remember they said, Watch this. I'm gonna help you expand it to where you can receive more. Everybody wants to receive more. Come on. Don't lie to me in here right now. Everybody wants to receive more, right? Right? Just y'all know we be lying. No, you want more.
Yes. Right. Yes, sir.
Faith comes Huh?
By hearing.
So I mean, what I take in, that's what I got faith for. Now we got faith for a lot of the Lord told me the other day, we got more faith in fear than we got in grace. Oh yeah, yes, he told me the other day. He said we're more versed in fear than we are in the word of God. We have more faith for everything else. We get in our cars and we sit down knowing that seat ain't going to break. And we buckle that seatbelt, believing that's going to hold us in if something happened. And we drive these cars that's made by these men with these screws, and we never take a second thought whether this wheel going to stay in this thing. You sat down in your chair just full of faith tonight, knowing that the chair wasn't going to break on you. You got faith that you're going to be full when you eat whatever you eat after you leave this class. We have faith in all kinds. You know what time that show going to come on? We got faith in all kinds. He said you got faith in everything else. And so that's why everything else manifests. But if I could say, I have to not feel like I'm crazy sometimes, because you got to put the pressure on, because ain't no other way to live but a pressing toward the mark. There's no other life. There's no other option. You remember God said he spit out the lukewarm. Yeah. He says either hot or cold.
Right.
I'd rather you either be cold or hot, but don't play that lukewarm stuff with me, because I'm going to spit that out. Mm-hmm. There's no other way but to press in. And so now I don't know. I speak for us. I don't know who else God didn't. I don't know all the apostles in the world. I don't know them. I don't know all the apostles. To be honest, I'm really not going on that search. I'm not looking for all the apostles in the world. If God run me across some of them, praise the Lord. How you doing, apostle? Nice to meet you. I'm not looking for all of them. But I do know he's put one in my midst.
Amen.
Listen to me. And I do know he's connected me in close ties. You too. Close ties to an apostle. We're not far off distance. Think about y'all hearing this. Like, I know I got people watching online. Y'all hearing this school right here. Like, you're going to see him tomorrow.
Amen.
Listen to what I'm saying to you. Then my faith comes by hearing. And I know that I'm getting ministered grace from the gift that God has given me. Then maybe I'm not receiving more from my gift because my faith has not been more towards my gift. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm not receiving more from the gift because I have faith for other things and then bring a little bit of faith towards the gift.
Mm-hmm.
So I ask you, how long you listen to them? How many messages you listen to? In your quote-unquote free time, how often are you listening to the messages? Even your pastor, how often listen to your message? Or you just heard it at church yesterday and thought you had it? Or you ain't got it till you got it, though. It's been a trick of the enemy to get you. The scripture I read yesterday at church, the scripture says, beware the serpent. The subtlety, he fool you and make you think that all this other stuff is real. All this other stuff out here. And make you think all this other stuff is the main point. No, you missed the point. And so the grace is right there sitting there to change everything about you. It's already changed some things about you. It's trying to change everything. It's trying to change everything so that it can change everything for everybody else through you. You know, it's not just about you, right? Because remember, we're supposed to minister grace. But how much are we putting in? He who soweth sparingly? I'm not talking about grace and error, and I'm talking about from the gift. See, God has set this thing up. One of the most beautiful things I saw, and I thank God. Now, I can't speak for everybody else. I don't got to speak for everybody else. I'm talking about right here, right now, what God has put in our midst. It's beautiful that LeroyThomas.tv runs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can turn it on when you want to. You realize nobody's really doing that? Like, you can turn it on and go listen to yesterday if you want to. You can go listen to last Wednesday when you want to. You can go listen to, how far back it go, Darius? I don't even know. For yet, you can go back and listen. I mean, you can just let it play. And yet we don't apply our faith to it. We turn on the internet, but we're looking at some other foolishness, and so we got faith for that. And so because we got faith for that, we receive that. The stuff that you got in your life that you don't like is something that you don't apply faith to. Go check, go stop, calm down. Everybody say calm down. Come on, say calm down. Come on, say it again, say calm down. You need in your patience, possess your soul. Hold on right now. Calm down. You need to watch. You need to see what's going on. You need to see what's entering in. What are you paying the most attention to? That's too much. Ain't never too much. You ain't got enough to reach too much concerning God. You ain't got no time to spend. That's too much. You don't have, you physically don't own that. Like, you have, there's no way to reach that too much. And so if he's administering grace through my gift, the same thing that's supposed to be happening to the same thing that is happening to the people that God has connected you to should be happening in your life. Right? Yes, sometimes why doesn't it happen? Because you're everywhere else. You have faith manifestations everywhere else. You got faith in everybody else but your gift. You will believe what them people say on CNN. Why? Because you watch it all the time. I ain't got nothing against CNN. Right? But it's a better thing to pay attention to than CNN. What you're appropriating your faith to every day. Not the level, be it unto you according to your faith, the level of faith that you appropriate, right? Huh? Mm-hmm. The level of faith that you appropriate will be what you receive from grace. The level of faith that you appropriate will be what you receive from grace. All right? Grace is already there. God does not have a limit on you. He's not trying to limit you. There ain't no limit in God. All good things come from above. Right? He said he give it liberally and upbraid it not. He asks wisdom, he'll give it liberally and upbraid it not. It's all right there. So if it's all right there, why is it not all right here? Not a zero. Now I'm zeroing down your faith. I'm zeroing down what's going on. I'm zeroing it down because you great grace. No. Because your word gonna come through your connection. You get it? I'm not saying the Holy Spirit can't talk to you tomorrow in your prayer time. That's not what I'm telling you. I'm not saying that the Holy Spirit can't whisper something to you, Dougie, tomorrow and tell you something. But he's going to tell you something that's going to come from something that your gift implanted in you. How are we even talking about grace and faith right now unless the apostle brought it to us? Right. You wouldn't know whether money cometh or goeth if it wasn't for the apostle bringing it to you. Do y'all understand me? The grace was administered. He ministered grace to the hearers. Y'all get it? Apostle did something. Who was that world shaker? And I've seen him do this before over years, and he was correcting the twins get up and they introduce the books, and one of them said, "Come on, give it up for Apostle." He said, "Don't ever do that again." don't ever do that again. But I've seen him do that, and we laughed about it, and I clown with him about it. I mess with him all the time, actually, about it. But I've seen him. We would go to churches years and years. We go to churches, and they have a long bio. You know, this is Dr. Leroy Thompson. He was born and raised in da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. He's been ministering for such many years. He's the founder of da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And they would read us up, "Give it up for Dr. Leroy." At the time, Dr. Leroy Thompson, he ain't like that. He said, "Stop clapping." They asked him, "Anything you want me to say? Just say it's a ministry gift for Dr. Leroy Thompson. Let me go do what I'm doing." All right. And the reason that he did that, you know, it's not, he knows who he is. He knows who he is. He knows exactly who God has called him to be. He's confident in his calling, what God has given him. All right. But the reason he stops all that Because you get caught up with all that clapping and all them accolades and you miss the point of grace. You want to honor him? You really want to honor him? You really want to honor? You know, honor. We got. You really want to honor the man of God? Send your faith in that direction. Get it? Send your faith in that direction. Honor him when he ain't looking at it. Paul said, don't just obey when I was here, but obey me when I wasn't.
Right, right.
When I wasn't standing. Don't just obey me on Sunday when you see me in the church when they say, everybody clap your hands, everybody start clapping. No, on Monday. He started talking about the spiritual application. He started, last week he started going over stuff again. He came back Sunday. He said, I'm going to do it again because he said, I think y'all hear me, but y'all not applying it every day. What you did on Monday?
Right.
And on Tuesday. Then we come back and meet again Wednesday. What you doing Thursday and Friday and Saturday? Are you applying what you hear? What is your spirit? I walk in the kitchen one day. He said, what's your spiritual practice? I said, well, I just get quiet. I don't answer. He said, see, you probably ain't got nothing like you're supposed to have it. Then you just start running it. You get it? So I put my faith in that direction because I want to understand the language. You wanna what's the little thing that they be teaching people foreign languages? Rosetta Stone, right? Rosetta Stone teaches a few little words, but you gotta listen to that stuff all day long. You gotta listen to it all day long. Really, you really wanna know how to speak a foreign language till they drop you off into that country and you're forced to talk like that. And some of them class, they come in class and they talk in Spanish all day long, and there ain't no English words in here today. Because you have to be submerged in that in order to understand the language. You have to be submerged in it in order to understand the language. You have to be submerged in it in order to understand the language. Many times God is trying to say some deep, deep, deep things to us, but we cannot understand the language because we are too shallow. We have not dug deep enough into what God has given us, into the gift that God has given us. The gift teaches about the word. The word is talking about Jesus because Jesus is the word, and it all leads us up to God the Father. It's all going through the same thing, but now God sits a man right there. He says, how can you love God who you can't see if you can't love your brother who you can? Let's keep the principle then. Let's keep the principle. I want to serve God. I talked to somebody one other day, and I told him, boy. They were talking to me the other day. I said, boy. He started talking, and I was talking to him the other day. He said, because I'm talking to him about group me. Because when instructions come to send your group me in the prayer group me in, when instructions come in and send them every day, you send them every day. You ain't got no choice. You send them every day. All right? It's a simple thing. Right? Well, he ain't sent his 2 or 3 weeks. I said, well, what you doing? Well, I said, no, you're lazy. I was being a grown man. I said, no, you're lazy. You don't want nothing from God. Well, see, what I really want, he said, talk to me. What I really, sometimes I look at apostle and I look at pastor and I just want that deep relationship with God. And I said, you lying. Bull. You lying. Because you won't do that simple thing he told you to do. You're lying to me. You don't want no deep relationship with the Lord because you're not even going in that direction. You can't even take instructions from the man who God done put in front of you. But you want a deep relationship with the Father. So the question is, what's appropriate your faith? Everybody say appropriate your faith.
Appropriate.
Come on, say it again. Say appropriate your faith.
Appropriate.
Say it a little louder. Say appropriate your faith.
Appropriate.
All right, so I got a question. There's another word, appropriate. There's another way you can say that word, appropriate. And it says appropriate. So now I ask you, for what we expect to receive from God or what God has for us, what's appropriate? What's the appropriate amount that we should be giving up? Remember, the scripture says, to whom much is given. What's the appropriate amount we should be? All right.